Blessed Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to our midweek study on the book of Exodus. Today, we'll be looking at the first 10 verses of Exodus chapter 30. As you all know, we cannot be together in person to gather and worship and celebrate and be praying for our concerns because of the IATF restrictions. But I truly praise the Lord for the technology that is available for us, so that we could take advantage of it and still be, in a way, virtually gathered para po sa ating pag-aaral. Right? So, just a reminder before we go to our study, next week will be Holy Wednesday already, so we won't be having a midweek study. We'll be having a break. We'll resume the following Wednesday. So, Lord willing, pwede na tayong magsama-sama muli. Right? So, before we begin our study, let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for how we know that you are sovereign and that everything is under your control and you are always in control. And we just ask you, Lord, to be with us in this 2 weeks that NCR and the nearby provinces are in a two-week restricted quarantine because of the surge of the COVID-19 cases. We pray, gamitin niyo po ito, Panginoon Diyos, more than to lower down the number of COVID cases, but we pray that you would allow this time for us to strengthen in the faith, to be growing more mature, to be growing more in love with you and in your word. We pray that this would be an avenue for us to be praying with our families and in studying the word. Dalangin namin po, Panginoon Diyos, sa inyo pong pagtuturo sa amin ngayon. It's gonna be difficult because again, we got used to being together, but now we are reverted back to doing online studies and recording. I pray that you would use this time, anumang pong panahon na pinapanood dito ng aming mga kapatiran, to glorify yourself and for us to be strengthened in the faith. Marami pong salamat sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Amen at amen. Again, we are looking at the book of Exodus. The last time we were together, we were looking at the consecration of the priesthood. Diba? We said that the details of the tabernacle is just but right because God wants to dwell with His people and He has given instructions with regards to the tabernacle para alam nila. Because we know that we are not at liberty to make for ourselves ways and means to worship God. The one who initiated the tabernacling, the one who is transcendent, but we now see He is imminent and has this desire to be dwelling with His people, has given instructions with regard to the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the special place. We know that God is everywhere present. Pero yung tabernacle is the special place wherein God's special glory will be manifested as He dwells with His people. Then we saw that the priesthood was consecrated. Si Aaron and his sons were set apart for the ministry of intermediary ministry. Or sila po ay tinatalaga ng ating Panginoon Diyos, telling us that but the way by which God desires to be worshipped and the way that God tabernacles with His people is through a mediator. In that dispensation, in that time, we have learned, it is through the priesthood. There are the priest and the high priest. Si Aaron is the initial, the very first high priest. His sons are the ministering priests. The high priest and the ministering priest. Nakita natin that there was intricate design about their garments. And then we also saw that they too need to be consecrated for 7 days. At nakita natin, hindi po ba yung mga as the initial setting apart, as the initial ordination of the priest, they too need to be offering sacrifice for themselves, because they are not perfect, because they too are sinners, and therefore, in as much as they are representing the people to God, they needed to sacrifice, make sacrifices as well for their own sins, right? So nakita natin po yon in the previous study that we looked into. And now, as we continue our study on this wonderful book, we see ourselves in chapter 30. Now, in this section, you may think, you may ask, parang nakalimutan ba ni Moses? Nakalimutan ba ng Panginoon Diyos? We are already outside the tabernacle, di ba? We already discussed about the burnt offering, yung tent mismo, right? But now we are going back to a furniture inside the tabernacle. Is this parang afterthought by ito? No, I don't think so. Here is the beautiful thing here. I believe God is showing us that He desires to give instructions with regards to worshiping Him kung paano gusto niya. We have discussed the temple courts. Nakit natin yung dimensions. Nakit natin yung burnt offering. Yung altar. Nakit natin kung paano hinugasan ang mga priest outside the tent. And now we are going back to the altar of incense. Why is that? Because one of the ministries of the priests is to offer incense as well. They are to offer sacrifice, they are to offer incense unto God as well. So, reading chapter 30, verse 1 to 10, if you have your Bibles, I hope you do, sundan niyo po ako. I'll be reading from verse 1 to 10. Exodus 30, verse 1 to 10. You shall make an altar on which to burn incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. A cubit shall be its length, and a cubit its breadth. It shall be square, and two cubits shall be its height. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, and around its sides and its horns. And you shall make a molding of gold around it. You shall make two golden rings for it. Under its molding, on two opposite sides of it, you shall make them. And they shall be holders for poles with which to carry it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it in front of the veil that is above the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is above the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. Every morning when he dresses the lamp, he shall burn it. And when Aaron sets up the lamp at twilight, he shall burn it, a regular incense offering before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer unauthorized incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, and you shall not pour a drink offering on it. Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. With the blood of the sin offering of atonement, he shall make atonement for it once in the year throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. Now, one thing that we can observe in this text is that this furniture is also made of acacia wood, right? Pero overlay din siya ng gold. Why gold? Because this is, again, inside the tabernacle. Baka magtaka kayo. A while ago, like when we were looking at Exodus 29 or 28, we saw furnitures na acacia wood din, but overlaid with bronze. Why is that? Because this furniture is inside the tabernacle. Nakita natin, di ba, ang difference? Those furnitures inside the tabernacle, the table of showbread, the lampstand, the Ark of the Covenant, right? The mercy seat. And now, the altar of incense are made out of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Ang dimension niya is 18 inches square and 3 feet high. kung sa dimensions natin. So maliit lang siya. But then again, we also observe that there are rings at may pole din nabanggit, because we know that the people of Israel are going to be a traveling people as they travel from the foot of Sinai unto the promised land. So therefore, all the furniture should be movable, right? And so there we see that there is a mention of the offering of incense. So let's discuss a bit. What does incense symbolize in the Bible? Incense in the Bible symbolizes prayer. Psalm 141, verse 1-2. O Lord, I call upon you. Diba? That has a picture of calling upon God is prayer. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. This psalmist is praying. Then verse 2, let my prayer. Verse 1, he was talking about him calling upon God, him calling to God. And verse 2 says, let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So incense in scripture is a picture or symbolizes prayer, right? Did you know that hindi lang sa Old Testament natin makikita yon? Not only would we see incense as depicted as prayer, hindi lang sa Old Testament. We can see the same thing in the New Testament. In fact, in Revelations. In Revelation chapter 5, we read verse 8. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls, right? So we are observing, we are looking at the picture here. So in Revelation 5, we hear of the taking of the scrolls, the four living creatures, 24 elders bowing down before the Lamb, and that is Jesus Christ. Each of them holding a harp and golden bowls. What does the golden bowls have? Golden bowls full of incense. And then, sinabi sa atin, which are the prayers of the saints. So, in Revelation chapter 5, we see a vision of the elders, 24 elders, bowing down before the Lamb, each holding a harp, each having a golden bowl full of incense. And sabi ganun ni John, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, which are the prayers of the saints. The incense inside the golden bowls are the prayers of the saints. In fact, when you go to Revelation chapter 8, there's a beautiful picture there about the prayers depicted as incense of the saints. Revelation 8 verse 1, when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Right? So, nakita natin, in scripture, incense depict prayers. Right? We understand in the context of where we're at right now in Exodus, that incense that they are offering should be as how God has instructed them to be or to make. May specific recipe, may detailed ingredients in the incense that the priests are to offer. If the ingredients are right, it will be a pleasing aroma unto the Lord. Now, let's pause for a while, dear ones. Yes, we're looking at the Old Testament, and we know that the altar of incense is for the offering of incense. Right? It's movable, it's made out of gold because nasa loob ng tabernacle, but The point of the altar of incense is for the priest to offer incense offering. And we said incense is a picture, symbolizes prayers. We need to understand, friends, that God enjoys the prayers of His people. Let us consider the place kung saan nakalagay itong furniture na ito. Ano sabi? It is just outside the veil, separating the holy place to the most holy place, telling us that prayers done in the right manner brings us before the Lord, brings us closer to the Lord. We will be as close as possible to God when we pray. We are closest to God when we pray. Tanong ko po sa inyo, how often do you pray? I mean, this is profound. So again, let me just say that. We are closest to God when we pray. In fact, when you go to Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 9, there's a controversial verse there. Hebrews 9, verse 4. Let me start with verse 1. Hebrews 9. Again, yes, nasa Exodus pa rin po tayo. I just want you to see how this all connects and how does this apply to us. The altar of incense is for the high priest to offer incense. In fact, you would see later, it's a regular offering. Dapat regular yan na may incense. Now, we see, sabi natin kanina, it's located just in front of the veil that separates the holy place and the most holy place. Right? And we said a while ago that we are closest to God when we pray. Again, ulitin ko, the altar of incense is just outside the most holy place. Nasa harapan ng veil. Nasa holy place siya, actually. Wala siya sa holy of holies. It is in the holy place. Now, I say controversial ang Hebrews 9 because as we listen, I want you to pay attention to the language of Hebrews 9. Let's start with verse 1. Now even, Hebrews 9, verse 1. Now even the first covenant had regulations for worship in an earthly place of holiness. For a tent was prepared, the first section, in which were the lampstand and the table of the bread of the presence. It's called the holy place. So, the writer of Hebrews is telling us, ito yung itsura nung nandoon sa loob ng holy place, the very first section. Diba? Pagpasok sa tabernacle, ito yung unang mapapasok, makikita nung high priest. The holy place has the table of showbread and the lampstand. Verse 3. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place. Right? Can you picture that? Yung sa kabila ng veil ay yung most holy place. And then verse 4, he would mention what is inside the most holy place. Having the golden altar of incense and the ark of the covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Napansin niyo po yan? What do we know about the furniture inside the most holy place? It's the Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat, right? Yun lang. Ano nabasa lang sa Hebrews 9? Let me read that to you again, verse 4. Verse 3 is talking about the second section called the most holy place. And then he goes on in verse 4 to discuss what's inside the most holy place. Having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold. Now, the writer of Hebrews, as we see his argument with regards to the Old Covenant, pointing to the supremacy of Jesus compared to the old system, yung kanyang priesthood, yung sacrificial system, the tabernacle, and all that, we know that this writer understands the Old Covenant. This writer, we can say, is an expert or has a good grasp of the Levitical sacrificial system. But what we see here in verse 4 is that he's saying that the altar of incense is inside the most holy place, May contradiction ba rito? No, there's no contradiction at all. Because the writer of Hebrews is so skilled and has mastered the priesthood and sacrificial system, and he's telling us something so sweet that we cannot separate, listen, the presence of God and prayer. Yes, the altar of incense is outside, just outside, but it seems like it's inside, because we would see later the high priest would bring the incense inside the most holy place. So in the understanding of the writer of Hebrews, it's inside as well, because the incense, the smoke is inside. It can be seen, can be smelled inside the Holy of Holies, right? Now, I believe that the writer of Hebrews has Leviticus 16 in mind as he wrote chapter 9 ng Hebrews 9. Ba't ko nabanggit yun? Sa Leviticus 16, verse 12, we would read, "And he, the priest, shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of sweet incense, beaten small, and he shall bring it inside the veil," inside the veil, the Holy of Holies, "and put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is over the testimony, so that he does not die." This chapter is dedicated to the Day of Atonement, an important festival in the life of the Jews, where the high priest enters the Holy of Holies once a year to offer sacrifice on behalf or in behalf of the people. And he will take coals from the fire, from the altar, before the Lord. Ano sabi dyan? Let me read it again. Verse 13. 12. "And he shall take a censer full of coals of fire." Saan niya kukunin yung coal? O yung parang sabi natin na yung baga? Anong furniture sa loob ng tabernacle or sa tent of encampment ang merong ganun? The altar of the burnt offering. So it's telling us he would get a coal from there and then bring it inside the Holy of Holies. Tapos meron siyang incense, and then he would offer that, ignite, so to speak, yung incense para ma-fill ng smoke yung buong Holy of Holies, and that the tabernacle would be covered so that he won't die. Right? Alam natin that no one can go inside the Holy of Holies if he's not a high priest. And we know that the high priest should make sure that he is he doesn't have any unconfessed sins when he enters the Holy of Holies. But here, Leviticus 16, again, sabi ko, ito ang naiisip sa palagay ko ng writer ng Hebrews 9. Kaya sinabi niya na, nandun sa loob. Kasi he knows that there is an instruction by the Lord to the high priest that once a year he would go there and then offer that incense. Para saan? Para i-cover daw yung glory ng Panginoon Diyos upang sa ganun hindi siya mamatay. Now, when we go to Leviticus chapter 10, we would read, "The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, offering strange fire." Right? Saan daw mga galing dapat yung coal? Saan mga galing yung fire na dapat mag-ignite ng incense? Doon sa altar, sa ng burnt offering. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. "Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and offered unauthorized fire," or strange fire, "before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. And then Moses said to Aaron, 'This is what the Lord has said, among those who are near me, I will be sanctified, and before all the people I will be glorified. God has given specific instructions because that he wants the people who come near him to be sanctified, to be made holy, and the people who are watching to be that he would be glorified sa mga taong lahat ng lodeo. Nadab and Abihu offered an authorized fire, Zur Aish, sa original language. In Exodus 30, verse 9, we read that they are not to, verse 9, you shall not offer an authorized incense on it. In Exodus 30, verse 22 onwards, we are given the recipe for the incense as to the priest not to offer strange incense. But again, pay attention. What we see in Leviticus, Nadab and Abihu offered strange fire. It could be that they also offered strange incense that made their offering unacceptable to God. We know the coal or the fire should be taken from the altar of the burnt offering, and they ought to be used in igniting the incense to create a smoke to cover the high priest, basically, from the glory of God in the mercy seat. Otherwise, they would die, or he would die. Let me ask you, what does burnt offering symbolizes? What ministry of Jesus does it represent? The substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus, tama? So in light of what we have here in the Old Testament, in relation to us, in the New Covenant, incense symbolizing prayers, and this prayer should be ignited by the fire from the altar of the burnt offering, a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice. At pag nagawa yun, nangyari yun, the one who is offering will be spared and be covered by the smoke of incense, therefore hindi siya pumamatay ng holiness ng Panginoong Diyos. What are we saying here? Dear ones, in other words, regardless if one's prayer is sincere and heartfelt, if it's not ignited by the person and work of Jesus Christ, it would not be enough to cover one, to make him or her safe and acceptable before the Lord. It's telling us that my prayers, one's prayers, are only acceptable to God when it sits upon the truth about Jesus Christ. Nadab and Abihu offered strange fire unto God, and God was very much offended by that. He took that as an insult because it was marring, it was blaspheming the foreshadowing of the ministry of Jesus Christ. The mention of the altar of incense here and the details associated to it is pointing us to the gospel, mga kapatid. Right? One's efforts, one's prayers, no matter how heartfelt, unless it is mingled, unless it is married to, unless it is ignited by, unless it sits on the finished atoning work of Jesus Christ, as depicted by the instruction to get the coal from the burnt altar, walang kwenta po. To the Jews, the high priest can only enter to represent the people once a year. You and I are given the privilege to be in the presence of God anytime, anywhere, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, as we go back to Exodus 30, may detalye dito na gusto kong makita natin. There should be a continuous, a regular, tuloy-tuloy na parang all time dapat merong lighting up of the lamps and a regular offering of incense. They should do this religiously. Exodus 30 ulit tayo, verse 7. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. Every morning when he dresses the lamps, he shall burn it, And when Aaron sets up the lamps at twilight, he shall burn it, a regular incense offering before the Lord throughout your generations. Napansin niyo? Dun sa holy place, kung saan nandun yung lamp, at nandun sa labas yung altar of incense, we are seeing here the instruction to the high priest to keep it going. Every day, dapat merong light yung lamp, dapat patuloy rin na merong incense na ngangamoy sa loob ng holy place. With regards to the most holy place, that points us to the atoning or atonement of sins, incense should be ignited by the coal from the burnt altar or altar of the burnt offering, pointing us to the finished work of Jesus Christ. Right? So, what do we have here? Alam natin that you and I have this tendency to neglect prayer. Diba? I mean, here in the Old Covenant, illustrated by the offering up of incense in behalf of the people, the priests were instructed to not neglect the incense and the lamp. Bakit kaya? Because we know that they're just still men. Meron sila pa rin temptation na hindi gawin yun. In fact, when you go to 2 Chronicles 29, 2 Chronicles 29 talks about Hezekiah, now the king, instituting reforms in the tabernacle. Kasi sinalaula ng mga naunang pare, ng mga unang hari, yung kanilang sacrificial system. And now he is instituting reforms in the tabernacle because it was full of filth. This is how it reads in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, beginning verse 3. In the year of his reign, meaning Hezekiah, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Inopened daw niya. And repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and assembled them in the square on the east and said to them, "Hear me, Levites. Now consecrate yourselves and consecrate the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filth from the holy place. For our fathers have been unfaithful and have done what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God." So he's saying, our fathers, I mean, the people who has gone before us, they were unfaithful. Now, I'm the king. I want you to be faithful. Let's have a reform. They have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. They also shut the doors of the vestibule and put out the lamps and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Telling us, itong mga taong ito, they forgot about it. They neglected it. Now, in application, this is how we would know the downfall of God's people in our time then. We would see how the church can be in danger nowadays. Paano? If they are neglecting prayer. So let me ask you, how is your prayer life? How do you pray? And when you pray, is it more of a shopping list? Is it a utilitarian kind of relationship? Just like what we discussed last Sunday, wherein we pray because of the things that we need and we want from God? Or is it a loving relationship wherein you commune with God because you love Him? Hezekiah wanted reforms because the priests in his time forgot about it. They have closed the doors. They have stopped offering sacrifice. They have stopped burning incense. Ito ang sinabi ni Hezekiah sa mga priest. Same chapter, sa 2 Chronicles 29, verse 11. "My sons, do not be negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand in His presence, to minister to Him, and to be His ministers and make offerings to Him." Sabi ni Hezekiah, do not be casual with the responsibility, with the privilege given unto you. And again, friends, if the priests can fall into this temptation, how much more you and I, diba? Dear ones, this is not just talking about doing it, but doing it God's way. Let's look at verse 9 again. Exodus chapter 30. Again, what we're trying to do here is this. We know that the altar of the incense is for the burning of incense. And we now are seeing instructions by which God is reminding or instructing or commanding Aaron what to do and how to do it. Exodus 30 verse 9, you shall not offer unauthorized incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, and you shall not pour a drink offering on it. Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. With the blood of the sin offering of atonement, he shall make atonement for it once in the year throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. This tells us that we can regularly offer incense, regularly pray, but still not be acceptable unto God, because they may be unauthorized incense. Hindi siya ang paano pinrescribe ng Panginoong Diyos. It's sad nowadays. People can claim all they want to be believers, to be prayer warriors, in fact. But kung papansinin ninyo yung buhay, parang hindi naman mabango sa paningin ng, o sa pangamoy ng Panginoong Diyos. Those who claim to be followers, but you question that because of the way they live. Their questionable character. Their questionable dispositions. They claim to be Christians, but they are contentious and are frequently in arguments and fights. That may be a picture of someone who may be a believer who have unauthorized incense being offered up to God. Pero nakakatakot din, mga kapatid, we may be looking at someone who may not be a believer after all. Now, sabi natin, again, incense in scripture is a symbol of prayer. When we pray, we are closest to the Lord. In Hebrews, we saw that the writer of Hebrews, an expert on the law, is telling us it's like the altar of incense is inside the Holy of Holies, because the prayers offered by the high priest, the sacrifice offered by the high priest sa Day of Atonement would be brought inside yung coal galing sa altar of burnt offering. Then he would ignite the incense to cover everything, lalo na yung altar of Ark of the Covenant, so that the mercy seat will be covered so that he would not die. We saw as well that there would be not just a once-a-year offering sa loob ng Holy of Holies in the Holy Place. There should be a daily offering of dapat nag-ignite yung lamp, dapat laging may incense. But now we see, what kind of incense does God require? Exodus 30, verse 34. Tatalon tayo sandali. I know we're looking at the first 10 verses. Sabi sa verse 34, here are the ingredients, here is the recipe. The Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, stacked, and onycha, and galbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be an equal part, and make an incense blended as by the perfumer, seasoned with salt. Ito yung ingredients, pero ang ganda nung parang summary sa verse 35. Seasoned with salt, pure and holy. You're given instructions, the ingredients, but to the Lord, it's pure and holy. When we do things according to God's instructions, it's pure and holy. 36, you shall beat some of it very small and put part of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I shall meet with you. It shall be most holy for you. And the incense that you shall make according to its composition, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be for you holy to the Lord, set apart to the Lord. Whoever makes any like it to use as perfume shall be cut off from its people. The priests need to pay attention to the ingredients of incense. Now, as we apply this to our lives, we being the royal priesthoods, di ba? The priesthood, the royal priests, di ba? According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we can also offer unauthorized incense. We can offer unauthorized fire. We can offer unauthorized incense. What are means and ways by which we pray and we pray na unauthorized or blasphemous sa paningin ng Diyos? We can pray all we want, sabi natin nga. We can pray every day. But unless it is as prescribed by God, hindi tayo, hindi siya kapuri-puri sa Diyos. What are the ways that we pray na hindi kapuri-puri sa Diyos? When we're praying for the praise of men, diba? Yung mga asawa, lalaki, sa 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, listen to this. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So mga kalalakihan, we can pray all we want, but if we are not nice, if we are not loving to our wives, then it is unauthorized incense. James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly. You ask amiss to spend it on your passions. You can pray all you want. But if you are praying because, and when you're praying, it's for a different motive or a wrong motive, then we're offering strange incense. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded. Para saan? For the sake of your prayers. So meaning, you can pray all you want, pero hindi ka sober, hindi ka self-controlled or controlled din ng banal na spirito, then we are offering strange incense. Psalm 66, verse 17 to 18. I cried to him. That's prayer, di ba? With my mouth. And high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Kung tayo ay mayroong mga kasalanang hinaharbor sa puso, we can pray all you want, but that would just be strange incense. Ano yung sabihin nag-cherish ng iniquity sa heart? It's loving things that the Lord hates. It's loving things that the Lord does not love. Dear ones, we are looking at Exodus chapter 30. And the gist of Exodus 30 is the instruction given to the priests to offer ano yung itsura, ano saan nyari, at para saan ito. The incense is to be offered. Dapat pure incense. Dapat may recipe. Dapat tama yung ingredient. And we know, we have heard, we've learned, incense is a symbol of prayer. How do we apply this to our lives here, in this side of the cross? Again, prayers are what makes us closest to the Lord. If we offer prayers according to His mandate, if we offer prayers that sits on the finished work of Jesus Christ, if we offer prayers that are according to His prescription. If we cherish iniquity in our hearts, then God would not hear that. Makinig tayo kay David, who wrote Psalm 19. Starting with verse 12, he says this, "Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent out of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Sana po ito ay totoo sa atin, that we would be blameless by virtue of God's finished work, we would never be practically blameless. We would continue on sinning. But sana may pattern po tayo ng repentance sa ating buhay to make our prayers be soothing aroma to the Lord. Right? So as we look at Exodus 30, we're looking at not just the instructions of the priest. We see implications to us being the royal priests. Diba? And this is very convicting. We are offering strange incense. We are offering unauthorized prayer when we are harboring sins in our hearts. When we treat others wrong. When we treat even our spouse badly. When we are in a quarrel with other people. Especially in those in the household of God. Now, before we end our study, kindly go back to Exodus 30. Let's look at verse 37 to 38. I know we're looking at the first 10 verses, but let's jump to 37 to 38. As we look at some more instructions regarding the incense. 37. And the incense that you shall make according to its composition, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be for you, holy to the Lord. Para sa Diyos lang yan. It's set apart for the Lord. Whoever makes any like it, to use as perfume, shall be cut off from it, from his people. What do we have here? This is saying that those who take what was meant to be unto the Lord and use them for their own advantage, their own personal agenda, is guilty of offering strange incense. Now, turn your Bible to Matthew 6. Ang sabi ni Cristo sa Matthew 6 regarding prayer, verse 5, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Ano sabing ganun? Yung incense should be made from these ingredients. It should not be consumed for your own personal consumption. It's only for the Lord. If incense is a symbol of prayer, then as we go to Matthew 6, diba? We are taking that incense, offering strange incense unto the Lord when we use that na dapat ay sa Diyos lamang for our advantage. When you pray, tapos, and you're praying so that the people would see you, and this is telling us that this prayer for the affirmation of others, that's strange incense right there. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. In your reward niyo, instead of God giving you the reward. Dear ones, there are times when we pray, we feel like the longer the prayer, the better the prayer. Or there are times that when we pray, we use profound words. But are they really unto God, or are they for you? Are they for us? Are we just trying to impress people? We may be offering strange incense unto the Lord when we do that. Right? So mga kapatid, as we are entering Holy Week, some of us, I believe most of us will be praying. Ang dalangin ko, as we studied the picture of the instructions given to the priest with regards to the altar of incense, and we know the altar of incense is the furniture that is where incense are being offered, diba? Incense, the big prayers. There is such a thing as offering strange fire. There is such a thing as offering strange incense. You pray all you want, kahit sincero ka, if your prayer is not ignited by the coal coming from the altar of the burnt offering, depicting the finished work of Jesus, you can pray all you want, as sincere as you can be, as honest as you can be, if it does not sit on the finished work of Jesus Christ, that would mean nothing. Now, you can pray all you want that it may be you're a believer of Christ. You have stern conviction on the finished work of Jesus Christ. You know the person of Jesus Christ. But when you offer strange incense, para dapat sa Diyos, yung pala para sa iyo, we are not offering things that are acceptable to God. We are closest to God when we pray, especially when we pray in all humility, anchored in the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we have that boldness to come before the Holy of Holies. And when we pray according to God's will, don't get me wrong, dear ones, there's nothing wrong in sharing with God our needs and requests. But again, I pray na hindi tayo kapareho ng ilan na ang pagtrato ng relasyon nila sa Panginoong Diyos ay utilitarian. They go to God because of the things that they want. They go to God not because they worship God, because they worship themselves. They desire God because of the things that they can get from God. I pray that when we go to God, it's because we love Him. We love Him. If you can't find ways or reasons to love God, look at the cross. We love God because He first loved us, right? And I thank the Lord for how we are looking at Exodus 30, looking at the Old Testament, and we harmonize that with certain passages in the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. And we know that how this applies to us now, right? Sayang, hindi tayo magkakasama, but I truly praise the Lord that we can still be together kahit paano as we studied Exodus 30. Next week, we won't have midweek, but the following week, after that, Lord willing, pwede tayo magsama-sama, we will continue on looking at the remaining verses in Exodus 30. Until then, let's thank the Lord for what He has done. Let's pray. Lord, marami pong salamat sa pagtuturo niyo sa amin. Again, we thank you for technology. We thank you, Lord, for how we can be together, even virtually, and be able to study your word. We thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you that we are closest to you when we pray. And we thank you, Lord, that we understand that a prayer, sincere it may be, if it's not grounded and rooted on the finished work of Jesus Christ, are just empty and empty words. We thank you as well, Lord, that you have challenged us, that we may have that stern conviction about Jesus Christ, but if we offer sacrifice, offer prayers unto you, but for us, we have not glorified and pleased you as well. Turuan niyo kami, Panginoon Diyos, manalangin, kagaya po ng sinabi po ng ayong Panginoon Jesus Cristo. When we pray, we go to our room and just close the door, and the God who knows in secret will just minister to us. Teach us, Lord, to be people of the Word, people of faith, and people of prayer. Maraming pong salamat sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Amen at amen. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you all the following 2 Wednesdays from now. Right? God bless you.